Why Water Baptism, Part 41. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the Fresh Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. And that's, of course, on the plus 27 code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, because you have surely missed quite a bit of information up till now. It's also very, very important to subscribe to the channel, to be able to receive the different notifications. Why? Because there is different English Bible studies that I'm currently busy with, and to subscribe is totally free of charge. Please share this link with your friends and family, as it's important for them to come to the revelation knowledge as well. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a writing pad ready to make your notes. Now, this announcement I'm only doing on a Monday. It's important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness movement or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not part of any church denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning in the revelation names, as been translated according to the ancient Hebrew Torah, the five Pentateuch books of Moses, by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860, called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. According to this Bible, this Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yafist and not as Christians, as in 1 Peter 4 verse 16 of the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. And so did the disciples of Yahashua. They were named Yafist 2,000 years ago, and also the followers. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you, in the name of Yahashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to start a week in the name above every other name. The name that's been changed nearly 2,000 years ago, and which Yahweh has come in this modern age and reopened it, so that we in this modern age can come to the full revelation knowledge. Our theme of the study, Why Water Baptism, Acts 19 verse 3. And he said unto them, unto what name were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John were baptizing with the baptism of repentance. Now you must listen now. First of all, why would he ask them in verse 3, with what baptism were you baptized? If any kind of baptism is fine, why would he ask for them in order to receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit? They said, with the baptism of John's baptism. Then he says, Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism with repentance. Apostle Paul says, John, the immerser, I like the word immerse, the immerser, baptized or immersed with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, we should come after him. That is in Jesus Christ. That is in the 1611 King James Bible. It's impossible. Apostle Paul could never have said in the name of Jesus Christ, as is written in the 1611 King James. Why? Because he didn't knew a Jesus Christ. Firstly, the name Jesus was only created in the 16th century because the letter J never exists. Secondly, the name Christ, Christ-like, was originated in 327 at the Council of Nicene by Emperor Constantine, who was a pope and the Roman emperor. He was a Pontifex Maximus, head of the church, head of the state. He created the word Christian, Christ-like. It wasn't a word that the apostles knew or the followers of Yahushua ever knew. So he couldn't have heard the word Jesus Christ. He would have heard the word Yahushua. When they heard this, after Apostle Paul spoke to them, when they heard this, they were immersed. I want to say re-immersed. They were immersed in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Impossible. Again, it's a Roman Catholic lie. Why? Because the name Lord never exists. The name Lord only came into existence in the 13th century. It was, the Greek word was Theos and Kyrios. Kyrios. Theos and Kyrios. Which referred to Yaffa, which they changed. We're going to talk about it a bit later on. So, he couldn't hear the word Lord Jesus. First, Lord never exists, like I say, until the 13th century. And Jesus never exists until the 16th century. How were we blinded all our lives? And that's why when I came to the revelation names, when Umtay spoke to me, I wouldn't let go of the name Jesus and Yahweh and God and Lord, because it was part of my DNA. That's how I grew up. That's by the names we knew him, or knew them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We didn't knew anything else. And I remember the scripture says, if anyone comes with another gospel except the one, let him be cursed. And that's why I wouldn't let go. Until the Ruach HaKodesh, or Yaffa El Elim, through the Ruach HaKodesh, revealed this revelation gospel unto me. About 12 years ago. But from there on it was non-stop. We went full out. We've done all the research to prove ourselves wrong and to prove the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible wrong. And I couldn't get it. Why would he ask with what baptism or what immersing were you immersed? Because it is so important to be immersed in the right names. What does the bride take from the bridegroom when she marries him? The ring. And what else? She takes his name or his surname. The day that we come to repentance and we are immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins, what do? We take the name of our bridegroom, Yahushua. And it becomes part of our DNA, our being, of us. That is what we are known by, and that is what we are known for. What? To be people of the revelation name. Not just people of the name, the revelation name. The name above every other name which is given in heaven or on the earth. And he said unto the people that they should believe in him which come after him. That was now John the Immerser. That is Jesus Christ. Impossible. I think you can start see that these lies is busy crumbling. Believe that on him that is Jesus Christ. He would have said, believed in Yahshua. Believed in Yahshua. Acts 19 verse 5. When they heard this, what? Which Apostle Paul was preaching unto them. They were immersed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of the Lord Jesus. Sorry, I just want to keep to the scripture. When they were immersed or they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Again, it's impossible. Because you can't have the Lord Jesus, because I again said, emphasize, that the name Lord only came into existence in the English in the 16th century. There were never even a word reference to in the Greek to the name Lord. It was Kyrios or Theos, which actually means God, not Lord, God. So again, the word Lord and Jesus is two Roman Catholic Baal names. That's why Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16 says, you will no longer call me Lord, but you will call me my husband, the Baal. Then I will remove the names of Bailey from their mouths. The name Lord. What does the word Lord mean? Baal. That's a pagan god. Lord. The Bible. Go read Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16 in your own Bible. It's not something that I've translated it there. It was there since the 16th century when the King James was translated. And you know what happened? We read over it all our names. My Bible, the very same 1611 Bible says, you will come and say, Lord, Lord, in thy name I have cast out demons. And you will say, and I laid my hands upon the sea. And he will say, go away, I know you not. Why? Because you are worshipping in a Baal name. A pagan Baal name. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can it be possible? Surely you even can acknowledge it's not possible. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. Holy Ghost. There was never anything like a Holy Ghost. You know what the name, when we speak about Holy Spirit, it sounds more spiritually. You know what is a ghost? What is a ghost? It's a spook. You know what is a spook? It's something that moves around. It's an evil spirit. A ghost is an evil spirit. They made a film years ago when I was even a youngster. The Ghostbusters and Ghost, a Holy Ghost. You don't get a Holy Ghost. You don't get a Holy Spook. You understand what I'm saying? At least if it says Holy Spirit, we're going somewhere. But even that is not the original translation. The original translation, the Ruach HaKodesh, the breath of Yahweh. And the breath of Yahweh, the Ruach HaKodesh, came upon them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. And the men, and all the men were about 12. Now this, because they are 12, does not refer to the 12 apostles of Yahushua. These were different disciples. Remember, there was thousands of followers of Yahushua. Thousands. Especially after Yahushua was immersed. And when he started his 3-year ministering. 2 years unto the nation of Israel, and 1 year just to the Gentiles. But not only just 1 year, even into the 21st century today, he's still ministering to the Gentiles. We were Gentiles. We come from the 12 northern lost tribes of Israel. But I'm no longer part of any lost tribe. I'm part of the bride of Yahushua, and so are you. We're part of the kingdom of Yahweh. And that's why we are called Yahwists and not Christians or followers of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.